up to some clout. I'm just going to ask you one question. Where are you going from there? Who's going to feed you? Who's going to nurture you? Are you prepared and ready to float? Can you float? Can you fly right now?
No.
Then you're not going to do well sitting in a vapor, are you? On a cloud. God would not leave you with such lousy planning to just get you up somewhere, even if you could get up there and then drop you out again. Those clouds are very likely to be radioactive, or they are going to have volcanic toxins in them. God would not leave you, his children, to perish like that. And you can go back to Pilate. You can take all the biblical stories. Is it enough to wash your soul, to go and wash your hands? Unless you can separate the soul energy from the physical activities, you're not going to be able to make that soul transition in perfection. You're going to be stuck in that idea of the physical manifestation. And this is another place that Bo bogs down. He wants to have total control over the physical aspects of his beingness. He is a gun runner. I don't mean by selling guns and this sort of thing. He lives by the guns. He has bunches of them. Part of his fight training is to use a gun. Those things are going to get our people killed. And this he cannot abide. That Commander Hatton would say, I come in the light of holy God, and that's unacceptable. If that's what you wish to do, son, then you do it. But if you want to stay alive, you're going to have to work within this system. The mark of the beast is not some tattoo on your hand. It is a tattoo on your soul. God goes by intent. That means that your soul is marked. You can live in this world and abide to the very best of your ability by the laws of God and the laws of the land. And no matter what they do to your body, they cannot mark your soul. And God does not care what they do to your body. So we have to separate these two things. And you can never take back your nation when you have phasers and pulse beam weapons. And they have in their control briefcase, credit card size nuclear bombs. How far do you think you're going to get? You're not going to get as far as they did at Waco. I hate to be the one that has to say, I don't see him coming back now to lead your nation. Could he have? Yes, he could have. But he chose to take the worldly route. Now, you ones, if you've been keeping up with the Liberator, also know about one named Gary Anderson. Gary Anderson and Wayne John set up what was called the Common Law Service Center. The Phoenix Institute loaned them, over a period of time, upwards of $99,000 to run that. As I watched what they were doing, they were ripping off everybody who came through the doors, charging them, setting up trusts, breaking their word, doing absolutely everything they could just to make money. Those ones became very closely attached to one Richard MacDonald, that I admire and respect greatly, to the extent that the Institute also bought him for the library that would be used for all of you ones, some ancient law books, a tremendous gift. Bogreich went through his program of state citizenship. If enough had gone through and become sovereign citizens and state citizens, you wouldn't be in the mess you're in today. But if you had lived according to the laws of God back in the Garden of Eden, you wouldn't be in the mess you're in. So flexibility has to enter the picture. Where are you? You're in trouble. And now, this is what Bogreich is selling to you. We must have trust. We must get citizenized. We must prepare. On the other hand, writing this document in Arizona, they're already running tests and monitoring what people are buying so that nobody can have the advantage of a year. That will be maximum. A year of preparation. They will follow you. They will follow the places wherein you could purchase these things. Well, as things have unfolded with George Green, we find that they not only have this working relationship, but they have set up a trust, not just with a similar name, with an identical name, Constitutional Law Center. In the same building yet, where all that had to happen were checks would come through, they could be diverted through Colorado. And all of this money, now we're going to find that there's $182,000 in which they've used and sidetracked to purchase Canadian Maple Leaf coins. That's in addition to the $350,000. But you see, they are going to go back and say, oh, but that was coming into our project anyway. No, it wasn't. People were sending it to the Constitutional Law Center Corporation, not to that trust. And also for the Institute. We had a woman call. We did not. This message came back to these ones here. There was a woman called over to Bo Wright personally. Who she talked to is immaterial. She had listened to him, had been to his meeting, and needed help with her money and her structuring. And guess what? Bo Wright sent her to Gary Anderson. Now, a little bit of this, you know, we have to stop for inhaling around here. This group is finding out quite a lot gathered in this room. It turns out that the secretary, Sylvia Coons, who was working for our Constitutional Law Center, Gene Dixon's secretary, was taking the money, sidetracking it as it would come in. And they felt they had enough going to blackmail Gene Dixon. Well, they may do that, but I've got Gene Dixon into my protection. And so he's got to make up his mind which side he's going to fight on, and I believe that it is God's side this time. At any rate, Sylvia Coons was working very closely with Gary Anderson. Now she's their official receptionist secretary. When they found that this woman did not have enough money to be worth their time, they then sent her over to our Constitutional Law Center, and she was fit to be tied. You have a money-making organization going over there. Is that wrong? When they do it this way, my friends, it is wrong. I don't know what will eventually come of the program, but if your intent is to go out there and learn to protect yourself by the gun, I can promise you, you will fall by the gun. That has nothing to do with the godliness of it. It has everything to do at this statement with the fact that you do not have the weapon power to stop a SWAT team coming into your house. And if anybody watched the children who were being held hostage in Paris, you will note that those elite SWAT members who went in there and took out that gunman were dressed exactly like the ATF ones that went into Waco, right down to the black ski hoods. It's already worldwide. It's not as simple as opening the door and saying, I'm sorry, Sheriff, without a warrant, you're not coming into my house. If it's the ATF, they will blast you away. They are also coming down with new sets of restrictions for non-interference with police officers coming into your home. They are going to require that all metal door seals and window seals be removed. They will have nothing that hampers their entry into your property. You've gone past the time of being able to recover in the manner that is reasonable and law-abiding. You're going to have to come back through and hopefully up through by pulling down that system and exposing the illicit activities. But I'm afraid that Mr. Grice is right. And please forgive the gruffness of the voice. We're having to yell a little bit to be heard. And Dorma has a miserable sore throat and is about to lose her voice. So if you'll just be with us, we'll try to get through this. Bo Grice will tell you right there that it's over. Revelations will tell you that you're into the time of plagues and pestilence and tribulation, where we take exception to what else he will tell you is that those who stand with God will prevail. Yes, they will, but they may end up very dead on your place. And we don't need any more dead martyrs. We need no more physical blood spilled on anything. We need spiritual truth moving toward an evolution into higher experience and oneness with God. And God would never leave you on that place called Earth without the capability and the instructions to be able to get through to that point. You can look around and see that massive changes are coming every day, every day. You don't even get most of them. But you can see the manipulation and the maneuvering. Do I expect it to be able to just go, you know, to some ballot box in a year or so, or 2 years, 4 years, be reversed and everybody live happily ever after? No, it will not be that way. The Russian elite are gaining more and more power. They still have the ability of annihilating the United States of America. China is growing intensively stronger. Look at what is happening to China. As the Japanese are having trouble with their own stock market, they have stopped purchasing your debt. Guess what else they're doing? They are now changing over and putting their assets and their great monies into China. The world's in trouble. And I wish it were as simple as just everybody be patriotic and let's all march together against Washington. They will kill you. And if that is your intent as a Christian, then you misunderstand the change of cycle. You're not going to do it by somebody else having died for you. You can honor the act of life and the teachings that that one tried to give unto you. But there is nobody, no one human physical being that can ever take your sins away. Just you. And you will be held fully responsible for your actions. And that includes Bo Gripe. And that includes myself.
Sander?
Yes.
Can't hear you.
I have to assume by some of the things that attending one of his spike training classes is really not all that advisable. And that I guess the best thing that we can do if trying to truly follow what God wants to do is to just basically wait upon the Lord.
Well, I've monitored his training program, and I'm disappointed in it, is my feeling. He's in the same breath that he is telling one, you know, that we must rally and get back our constitution. He is also going out there and telling you, you know, to protect yourself through trust, to get yourself citizenized, which is setting you up as a full-blown target. And I do take exception. If you feel that you can get enough value, and I believe that they have some good programs for getting survival food. I'm not even sure of that because I also can track down that line. The major thrust that you're going to find, and I have studied this one absolutely in detail, some 40 pages that was written, is by America. Everybody is to pitch in and buy nothing but America-made products. Precious ones, if you want a television set, a radio, a computer, you're going to buy something other than America-made products. The idea is wonderful. The practicality and the money available to most of you ones is totally absurd. We had a peace plan. It was called Around the Clock Peace Plan. This is years ago. Ones came in and they were going to do this elaborate whole hands around the world. And I'm sure that all of you remember the hands around the world, across America, etc. Well, this one came on later. And it was that every being would stop at 12 noon, wherever you were. Whatever your clock said, 12, you would stop, and there would be 2 minutes of silent prayer for peace. And thousands of dollars had already been poured into the thing, and I was asked about it, and I said, it won't work. Well, I was just a deadbeat, and there were at least four in the room. That was all they wanted to do with me, that I was not in favor of peace. I said, I'm all in favor of peace, and yes, indeed, it would work if, in fact, everyone in the world did it. But I don't believe that you're going to get the Somalis to do it out in the bush. Neither do I perceive even your civilized, advanced people doing it. Because two-thirds of them are the adversary's team, and they don't want peace. They are setting off wars as fast as they can. Well, that is a downer, and that is negative, and I am not going to listen to anyone who is so negative and not positive as you, whoever you are. And I said, I can lie to you, but I want you to think about it a minute. Every so often, all of you ones go on a diet, going to lose weight. I'm going to go on natural foods. I'm going to quit eating meat. I'm going to exercise every day. And that's fine the first day. If the weather's good, you may make it through 2 days, but it'll be a little shorter because you overdid it the first day. Then comes the third day, and it's pouring down rain. And I just guess I'll dance in place here today. It's still raining the next day. Well, I guess I'll just skip it today, and I'll walk twice as far tomorrow. And that's the end of it. And then you have the business people. It isn't always convenient to stop for 2 minutes and pray for peace. Maybe you're driving on the freeway, and that will get you in trouble. It's wonderful. The ideas are wonderful. They are impractical. And God is practical. That's the hardest thing that all of you are having to face, is that God and His hosts are practical. He is totally reasonable to perfection. But He exacts a tremendous amount of responsibility on each and all of us. I killed that one for you. Now, would you like to ask me another one?
Thank you. Each of us here are very concerned about, you know, of course, what our sin that our own Creator is on. One of the questions that has really come to my mind that I would like to expound on a little bit is, I've heard it said that there are certain people that are under your protection, that they are children, and in fact that you, that Bo Bright even told you, I guess, to quit shielding him. Exactly what is meant by the phrase, you are under head-on protection, and we actually know that occurring.
Well, any godly being, now you're going to look around your room and you're going to try to figure out eeny, meeny, miny, moe, which one in here, which one over there. You're going to find that there are thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of worthy people. Maybe they don't ever even go to church. Maybe that's why they're still worthy. These are ones who have a relationship with God, trying to be the best they can, and they ask God for His protection. That's one set that comes under a given set of protective rules. You're going to be looked after because you believe in that God that you just asked for protection. And He will give you back into your mind what you need to do to maintain that protection. But let's set those over to the side. Sam Russell is under my protection. And you're going to have to denounce me, son, before I will relinquish that protection. I have to hear your heart say, get out of my life. Now, there are some of you who have pushed me, and you've had to learn your lesson, because the adversary is just waiting for you to part that veil, just waiting for you in your heart to mean that statement. You see, your mouth doesn't mean a thing to me. But I can use as an example, one day, about 2 years into working with me, everything had happened to Dorma. Man, they had just tried to kill her. We had to revive her. The next day, something else miserable happened, and she had been writing all day. She came upstairs. She works usually in the lower level of the house. She came upstairs, and the black helicopter was over the house. Well, it went on off, and she had gotten a phone call from one of her own children, and she didn't have time to even speak with her own child, and she walked back toward the bedroom, and from her heart, she said, Hatan, God, whoever you are, get out of my life. I cannot stand it. One more minute. Get away from me. And about that time, we just pulled that shield back a little bit, and the adversary is waiting, and he just blasted that house until every pane in it rattled. And, of course, then the humor sets in. Oh, God, I really didn't mean it, you know. I take it all back. Forever and ever and ever. Amen. some of you seem to have that. I did that with Bo Bright. I did that with George Green. And they simply went farther and farther away. So whether or not they will come back looks pretty negligent at this time. I can't see them doing it, either one of them. Bo more easily than George. Let's put this where it is really going to be hard for you to swallow. I hope you have a good group in there that doesn't just doubt everything we say. But I can tell you that George started out with some very heavy programming before he came here. And when you then deny or denounce, even to the point of suing God and Jesus Christ, you know, you are actively from your soul out denying God, you pretty much had it. And when George and Desiree went to Nevada, they both sat in my presence. And George, oh, well, we've got it all under control. We've got it all set up. And Desiree says very humbly, won't we be able to do it just as well over there? And I said, yes, you could, but you won't. It will be all but impossible to continue your spiritual journey in that kind of separation. The same thing happened with Bo Bright. I can tell you now, when he got finally programmed, at the time just before the election, he was working under tremendous stress. And then at the time of the election, and not only did I, quote, let him down by suggesting that we don't just hang in there to our very death with one Bo Bright, but we try to use reason and begin to swing this nation around, he denied God. He not only denounced me, Hatton, he denied God and anything that I have to do with. Well, I'm sorry, all of you out there who wish to believe something else. I travel with God. Now, that's a massive statement. And you ones would sit in that room and say, that can't be true. That man, through her, is talking to us over here in Utah. And we're certainly not worthy to walk in the footsteps of God. And I get angry. If not you, who? Who is going to serve on the earth as the ground crew? God has also promised that it would be that way. That he would send his hosts and his messengers in advance so that you would know. And he would send ones among you. Well, you just didn't think that you had to be born and grow up and serve, did you? That's not what they told you on Sunday morning. And certainly not you. I mean, I bet each one of you in there may be cursed sometime. Or thought a bad thought. Why not you? Why not you? Somebody's got to do it. And you volunteered. And now is where you get. So many come. And so few remain. Yes, please.
Do you, I hope, have a level of shielding for the kind of people that would want basically just figuratively stand up fit into the face of the beast?
It depends on their purpose and what you mean by standing up against the beast.
Spread the word.
I could not hear you.
To spread the word.
Spread the word.
Oh, all right. If your purpose is to spread the word that we bring forth, absolutely.